That's what you hear it. Listen.
Toss.
Go give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own.
Toss.
Go deliver to you. Knock, knock. Open up the door.
Toss. With the nonstop pop out and stainless steel. Welcome, everybody, back to the 29th episode of the Shane and Brando Show.
Getting you where you're going.
All right.
What is up, Brando? I'm so excited.
So many things. We only just posted the last podcast a couple days ago.
Yes, we did, but we're so excited.
We are very excited. So you know what, Shane? I want to give the people another opportunity for that prize. Yeah, so, you know, we were giving away the Fortnite books. We just released the podcast. Not enough time for people. So we're going to put those special words out here again if you missed it last time. I think we're going to do it later in the show as well. What do you think, Todd?
I agree with your idea.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
That's a fair point.
Now, Todd, speaking of more presents, we do have heaps more prizes for the people that will be coming up later. How have you been going for Christmas presents?
For Christmas presents?
Yeah.
Well, as every year, Mum's always like, oh, fine, I don't want you to get me a present for the family.
Yeah, you know, it's lies. It's blatant lies. Everybody wants presents.
It's a reverse psychology method, Mum.
Yes, I'm not falling for it.
I've got her a present, damn it.
Is it a candle?
No.
You look sideways.
I'm not that lame.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's lame. Who would do that? Always get a candle. They want
candle or perfume. No, that's lame. It's okay. So typical.
All right, what'd you... Oh, wait, yeah. Well, she probably... Does she listen?
What?
To the podcast?
Sometimes, yeah. I'll keep it a secret. I'll let you know the podcast after Christmas. I'll let you know how it all goes down.
Awesome.
But presents, I would like to give a shout out, a very special shout out, to my good friend Brando.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Yes.
Brando got me a totally wicked present.
Yep.
A Keyblade, for those of you placed... For those of... Damn it.
Kingdom Hearts.
I can't speak English.
Yes.
Damn it.
Could you learn to speak the language before you come on the podcast? Had I known you were this terrible, I would never have had you on. It was called the Brando Show.
And I'm very thankful. It was an awesome present. Yeah, thank you very much, Brando.
Well, thank you for my present. Shane got me an inflatable PlayStation controller that I can sit on when playing PlayStation. So that was pretty cool too, Shane. Now, Shane, how's the storm been treating you?
The storm. I was working, to be honest, throughout the entirety of the storm, so I braved it in a sweaty kitchen.
Well, lucky you.
So I was kind of, where would I like to be? In a sweaty kitchen?
Oh, it's kind of like a sauna going on, isn't it?
Yeah. Sweaty Thanks, kitchen Lee. Or storm.
I reckon the sauna's helped my grandmother get around. Not the sauna.
What's your grandma doing in the saunas getting around?
The storm is what I meant. It's been helping her get around. It's been that bloody windy. I see her everywhere now. And every time I'm going to the plaza, she's there. She's just, and she's getting presents.
Does she have an umbrella?
No.
If she has an umbrella, she has some kind of Mary Poppins power going on.
Yeah, she's Mary Poppins, absolutely, yeah. No, well, and I just saw her the other day at a restaurant and everything. My grandmother is everywhere. She's better than Santa Claus. If not, she is Santa Claus. And I'll tell you something. People have been talking about changing the gender of Santa.
Oh.
It's already happened. It's my grandma.
We have living proof, damn it.
My grandma is Santa.
Shout out to your grandma.
Yeah, shout out to Penny.
Penny.
Penelope, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
She won that contest like ages ago, back like in the first episode. Oh. She guessed what you were trying.
That's right. I do remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my grandmother right
Good
there.
Good on ya.
Yeah. The other thing as well that happened today is we were racing to get back to this house. I don't know if you remember.
We were racing?
I was racing. I had to beat you.
Well, I always knew you were going to win. Anyway, I got petrol.
I got stuck behind a damn garbage truck. Garbage truck stopped, and then somebody decided at the same... What are the odds? At the same time, they were coming out of their driveway on the other side of the road.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get around, and they were taking forever.
You know, it's funny.
And I'm like, you need to go! And you don't even care. You have not a worry in the world, because you don't even think we're racing.
No,
we're always racing.
You are wrong, my friend. I got petrol, and I started cruising back in the blistering heat. Yep. And I came up to I think is the same damn garbage truck you got stuck behind.
Oh, that's
but
it.
But some fool behind them wasn't moving.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have the balls
to just go around. Yeah, I did that.
We ended up having a stack. It was like that car, another car, and then me. And I was like, oh, come on.
And did anybody come from the other way?
No.
Well, say, goose. You know what? You should have gone around everybody.
I should have.
I don't know why. Well, you're a coward.
Well, the second guy started going around. If I made the move. I was like, okay, I'm going to sit for a second. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't go, I'm going to go. Yep. He must have got annoyed as much as I did. He went. I went around them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right,
all was happy, but nonetheless.
Nonetheless, very frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Very frustrating. Now, Shane, nobody likes you. That's something that we all know. Why do I hate you so much? That's a good question.
You asking me?
Yeah, Shane, I don't understand why I hate you so much. You need to tell me. And tell the people.
Well, I know probably the main reason why you don't like me.
Ugly?
We all know that's a very, very famous lie.
Famous one?
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth talks about it all the time in his interviews.
Chris Hemsworth always talks about, you know...
Chris Hemsworth doesn't even know you!
Chris Hemsworth knows me. Shout out to you, Hemi. That's what we have. That's what he knows. I'll talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Every interview he has, people are like, Chris, you're so good looking and buff. How did you do it? And he goes, quite simply, I just model myself after all. I'm the unsung hero of Chris Hemsworth's life, damn it.
Oh, right. Well, you know what?
But sorry, no, I need to get to the real reason. Oh, it's because I don't wash my damn hands.
You don't wash your hands, that's right. You're filth, and you just admitted it. You finally admitted it. I'm so happy. You are disgusting, and I do still hate you. Now, Trent, I've got something to tell the people, and I've got something to tell you.
Please.
I have planned a special surprise today, and I'm so excited for you to hear it. I've worked really hard trying to get this happening.
He has been hyping this up for the last day.
For the people? Yeah. I didn't want to tell you, but then I couldn't help it. It just came out of me. I've got three special things coming for the people, as I was telling you. The first one's come through, and I'm really excited about it. It's an interview.
I honestly don't... This is the first time he has told me. Yeah. He's kept this in the shadows. I honestly don't know, so I'm just as excited as I am the people.
Yeah, very good. So I have an interview with somebody. That's the first thing that's coming up. The second thing that I have coming is a special shout-out for us from someone also very famous.
Oh, okay.
And then the third thing I'm not going to talk about until I've got it ready. But understand that the next two things are just as exciting as this first thing.
Oh, wait.
I would argue they're more exciting. I reckon we're starting high and we're only going to the bloody
moon. We're going to the top.
We're going to the moon.
I am very excited. Can I have two guesses at who the... amazing, super awesome person.
Okay, but my problem is if you guess it, am I supposed to tell you then?
Well, you know how ridiculous I am, so chances are I'm not going to guess who it is.
Here's the thing, though. The chances that I got these people is insanely ridiculous. So the people that you say could actually be correct.
All right, can I guess? John Cena.
No.
Chris Hemsworth.
No! Yes! All right. But you know what? You could have got it. And by the way, just so you know, one of those people we have mentioned today. In fact, actually, we mentioned them both, but the more famous one was also mentioned.
We mentioned them today, like in the podcast?
No, we've not in the podcast, earlier today when we were hanging out.
Oh, that could have been so many people.
It could have been so many people because we talked about a lot of different people. I don't want you to guess, I don't want you to think about it. You've had your two guesses.
Oh, my brain is racing right now.
So how about we just go to the first interview right now and show the people?
Okay, I'm very excited to listen to this. I'll see you on the other side, people. Okay. I'm super excited.
Very, very important as well. I'm going to let it run and we're going to be talking at the same time. So it's kind of like running commentary on the interview.
Oh, I feel ya.
So I want you to hear and also...
Oh, right, listen. Right. Yep, commentary. Director's commentary.
Because you'll be shocked. All right, here we go, people. No! Well, guys, I'm doing a wonderful interview now with somebody who I don't really respect that much, but hell, let's just give it to him anyway. Welcome in, Sean! Thanks so much for coming in, Sean.
Konnichiwa.
Rando! Ah, a little Japanese for the people. Well, thank you very much, Sean.
Touch me inappropriately.
Oi, no thank you, Sean.
Damn this PG rating.
Sean, can we just focus for a second? The people want to know what you get up in the morning for.
The girls that look like men.
Wow, Shane, that's a bit too much for me. I'm not personally into that, but to each their own.
You can try it.
Whoa, no, Sean. I'm more into girls that look like girls. What do you think of that crazy concept?
I don't know if I like it.
Well, that's fair, Shane, but what makes you think that you could pull girls at all?
I've got long hair like... I've got beard like a girl. I've got a rainbow serpent in my pants. I'm a girl.
I'm a massive thot. I'm a massive
Norman. I've got pecs like Jessica Elliot. I'm a massive
Okay. Okay, I get it, Shane. Fine, you've convinced me. But, I mean, it's a bit much for me, and I can see you getting a bit too excited.
Somebody get a mop for my creative juices.
Oh, gross, man. I'm not going to get into that. I just want to quickly touch on your opinions about Chris Hemsworth. Yeah.
Thank God, he's died.
Jesus, Shane, he isn't dead. Can you stop thinking about celebrities you hate dying?
I'm trying not to enjoy it.
Well, Shane, you're doing a bad job, and I'll tell you something else. I finally found out who the true you is, and
crazy.
I don't support it.
I don't want your support.
That's fine, Shane. Is there anything else, though, that you want to leave for the people before cut this interview early?
Brandon Lee is Prime Minister 2020, folks.
Well, you do have my support for that. Thanks for coming along, Shane, and see ya!
Bye! You schmucks.
Sorry, I accidentally cut your laughter off there. So what do you think about that, Hart?
Oh, dude, no way.
Yeah, I know, I got a great interview with
that
you.
That was amazing. Why have I still got the earphone?
Yeah, you don't need it. Just so we can listen to it.
Oh my God, dude, that was one of the funniest things I've ever The mega compilation. Oh, well, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you enough for coming on and telling me your true feelings. I didn't know how much you hated Chris Hemsworth till then.
It's funny.
Pecs like Jess Elliot. What a massive thought. And these are all things I already knew.
I it's funny that you had this interview with me, but I don't seem to recall having this interview with you in person.
Yeah, Shane, you did it. I don't know. I cut off some things, but you did also mention you have a very bad memory. This all makes sense.
Oh, well, I don't know where to begin.
Yeah?
I honestly... I'm still shocked when you're like, I've got somebody who I don't really respect. I was like, what? Who would you say that to that's not really that famous? But I was like, oh, what? God. You're like, Sean. I'm like, oh God, what's gonna happen?
As soon as I said Sean, you looked at me like, what?
Yeah. I was surprised. I'll be honest, I was...
I was surprised.
I was joyfully surprised. Yeah, that was so damn funny, man. Oh,
thanks, bro. I worked hard for you, bud.
Did you...
Took me a minute worth of stuff, and I worked really hard.
How did you do that?
No, well, I had a proper interview. That's how we did it. But just letting you know, I do have real surprises coming up.
Thanks, man.
Don't worry about it. So, that was just a bit of fun.
So when I said my guesses were like John Cena and Chris Hemsworth...
No. I know you're thinking that it was all crap in the end, but no, I do have a genuine surprise coming, and it is on that level.
Oh my god! Yes. No way!
And I mean that. I'm really keen for you. I can't say it, but there's a lot of people who are our friends who'd be excited to have that person on the podcast. They are coming, and I'm very excited.
Wait, when you say they are coming, is in like we will get to meet them?
No, we won't get to meet them. It'll be they're doing a shout out over to us, but they're saying quite a few encouraging words to the Shannon Brando show.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can meet them?
How did you? I have so many damn questions for you. I know, but I don't want to give too much away.
Damn it!
The point is, thank you, Tyrone, for letting me interview you, and I'm glad that the people got to see the true you, finally! The true you I've been talking about since ever.
It's so damn funny that I'm not going to apologise for anything I said. Maybe, no, wait, actually, the Chris Hemsworth thing. God love you, Chris.
Alright, well, let's get on to the next thing, right?
Let's do it.
No!
Or recording.
nice introduction, Tyrone.
Sorry, you need to give some warning before I get my tingles going.
Oh.
How you doing, Brando?
Oh, pretty bloody. See, tingles. See, we are an ASMR.
Oh.
I don't care what you say.
Guess what?
What?
Can you smell or something?
Yeah!
Oh, wait, where'd Brando go? He's been replaced by Lil
Wayne.
Little John. Little John, sorry. Lil Wayne, Little John, there's too many of these little people.
Yeah. I knew you had a thing against him.
Damn it.
Last week wasn't just a fluke. No, tell us, Brando. Tell us what's coming up.
We are coming into a very special edition of... Oh, can you get comfortable?
Sorry, there was something I was smacking.
We're coming to a very special edition of The Fact Barbecue.
Oh, I love The Fact Barbecue. Mm. Can I go first?
You can. Please, give me the first delicious fact for me and for the people.
I will give you the most delicious fact in the whole wide world. And you know what? I don't even think I'm going to tell you what's going on the barbecue because you will know once I've told you.
Oh, please, go ahead. Tell me. Tantalize my ears.
It's coming straight out of the fryer. Japanese people. Traditionally eat at KFC for Christmas dinner.
No.
Thanks to a successful marketing campaign 40 years ago, KFC is so popular that customers must place their Christmas orders 2 months in advance. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. You want that delicious succulent chicken, don't you?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
KFC.
Yep. That's the Christmas dinner in Japan, and quite frankly, it needs to happen here.
We need to start adopting some of their values.
And traditions.
And traditions.
And that's one of them.
That is one of the main ones. Please, whoever's listening.
I can't believe that.
Who could say no to KFC?
Kentucky Fried Chicken in Japan is that popular at Christmas time.
Just at Christmas time. Wow.
That weirds me out.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Christmas, KFC on Christmas.
We said KFC earlier.
I know. It was great.
It was a great time. I'll do it again.
I had a great time. With my friends. Yeah. I'm going to have a great time with my family with KFC.
That's very true.
Wow.
Sometimes people serve dried up turkey and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, why
you
can't
only
we just
get
have...
the succulent chicken at KFC.
Anyway, Tyrone, why don't you tell me your fact?
I'm going to give you a fact.
Okay.
I'm going to throw on the... As weird as it's going to sound, it's going to all come into fruition.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in a carrot. I'm going to roast some carrots.
Bugs Bunny or a rabbit or something?
In 1999, residents of the state of Maine in America built the world's biggest ever snowman.
Okay.
Would you like to have... I'll give you a tumble. How tall do you reckon this thing was?
World's biggest?
Snowman, yes.
It's going to be the world's biggest snowman ever.
The world's biggest ever snowman.
God damn. Okay, I'm going to go about... Can I say...
Say in feet.
16 feet.
16 feet?
Yeah.
What? That's a terrible guess.
Is that not big enough?
For the world. For the world.
How bothered can you be making a really big snowman? 16 feet. I've never met a 16-foot person. I think that's a good enough big person. All right, let me go 55 feet.
55 feet.
Yeah.
No.
What is it?
113 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
That is...
Who was bothered to do that? How many people?
Well, the state of Maine in America.
All right, all of them got together. I should have paid more attention to the question.
To the fact.
I should
not the question, thank you very much.
Yeah, sorry, you're right.
And hence,
no, it was a question. You asked me how big do I think it is.
Oh, yeah, true. But you should have listened to the fact correct state of me. So right, we're both schmucks.
No, you are.
No, yeah, we're both are. Yeah, let's agree to disagree.
More stuff for me to use on the next day.
Yeah. Damn it. So again, I come back to the carrot. What I want to know,
yeah,
is how big was the guy's schnoz?
Yeah, I want to know how big that carrot was too.
Yeah,
please. Did you get a bunch of carrots together?
And if you can, to make one super carrot. There's even a photo here.
Oh wow, yeah.
Look at him. He's even got a huge beanie.
Do you reckon it is a real carrot, or do you reckon it's a fake carrot?
Well, I like to believe in things
because it's
got to
be a fake beanie. It's got to be, well, it's not a fake,
fake beanie.
You know what I mean? Like,
as opposed to those real beanies that the kids wear.
Yeah. What do you want about? Probably made of plastic or something they put on top of his head.
Nah, some grandma could have knitted that in a friggin' knife.
Oh, you'd have to have a few. All the grandmas of Maine got together and made that big beanie.
Then Heather Lees dropped by and she put the finishing touches on. Sorry, Penny.
Penny.
Penny, sorry.
That's who she was probably
Penny,
there.
Yeah. I
think it's my auntie Heather who called me up earlier.
Sorry, I got confused between the auntie and the
man. Yeah, I said, hey Siri. It was probably, what? Oh no, it didn't happen, right. So I said, hey Siri, call Justin. And it called Heather.
Oh, Justin Heather.
I don't understand how it messes that up.
Siri's
I still don't think it's used to the Australian
Siri's
accent.
Siri's a klutz.
Anyway, my turn.
Wasn't Siri done by an Australian?
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it's Siri.
No, the Wi-Fi was made by an Australian. I don't know if Siri was. Siri's made by Apple.
The Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Yeah, but Siri is just a voice actor that they got in, and I'm fairly sure Australian.
They have an Australian voice thing. They have an Australian one in English.
No,
one.
But the person who recorded Siri...
Yeah.
Like, a person went into a phone booth and recorded certain words and phrases that they used
and
so
they got
she could
Aussie.
Have an answer. And I'm fairly sure she was an Australian woman.
Well, I don't think they were that Australian.
That Australian.
You know how, like... Australians, when they go to Hollywood, they start speaking a bit differently, but it's still kind of Australian.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's not as Australian as me.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's even, like, you go to Queensland, they sound even more Australian than me. And then you go to Tasmania, and there's a whole other story.
True. I remember our teacher at school told us they kind of, it's almost like the kind of upper class Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I think they've got one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the term for it. There was a term for it, but I can't remember it.
Oh,
anyway, please, tell me your next fact.
Stick up their ass, Australian, mate.
Yeah.
Now, here's something I didn't know. We frequently abbreviate Christmas as Xmas because of an ancient tradition. X is the Greek letter chi, which is an abbreviation for the word Christ in Greek.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Xmas was a sort of a atheist thing to do because you don't believe in Christ.
Mm.
That's what I thought it was.
Mm.
But no. So it turns out if you're an atheist and you're saying Xmas, you're still saying Christmas.
So
you're still a goose.
So it's a Greek thing.
It's Greek.
Ah!
So I'm chucking on some wristles because my Greek... my Cooper's dad, who's my little half-brother, he loves making wristles.
Oh, really?
That's a good fact for you.
Yeah. That's a real fact.
Yeah.
And the people love wristles. I love wristles. So, sure, I'm going to...
Who's our bar poop?
I'm gonna roll up my next fact just because it's ridiculous, and I hope you laugh. You've got me thinking about Greek, so to please Cooper's old man.
Yep.
I'm gonna. Oh, what's happening?
No, it's just a scannual.
Scannual.
Well, you know what? Yes, annually scanning.
Can you click it? I'm getting worried.
No, I'm closed. Go.
There we go. All right. I'm gonna make some tabbouleh.
Oh. Yeah. Fully tabbouleh.
Here we go.
Okay.
I don't know if you read this fact, but do you know the song "Rocking Around the Christmas Tree"?
No.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a cat.
Oh, yeah.
That song? Yeah, you would know. That was recorded by a woman.
Okay.
Known. The name is what loves me, is what I love. Her name.
The name loves you. It holds me at night. Tell me, Tom.
The name. Brenda Lee.
No way! It's female me.
It is female you. Who recorded the song Rocking Around the Christmas Tree in 1958, I think it was. When she was 13.
Wow.
So I need to know.
How old is she now?
Well, she was 13 and 58, so I don't know. 58, 60, she'd be like 70 odd.
I'm going to meet her.
70, 75, yeah. Now, I want to know.
Yeah,
Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
You. Did you happen to time travel and pose as a 13-year-old girl to sing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
It was all
Have
going
I caught you red-handed?
It was all going to plan, Shane. You could have kept your damn mouth shut.
Time the world knew you're a fraud.
Now you have to die.
Yes.
My
God, I got some Brenda Lee, and then there's you.
Yeah.
Oh, it just keeps getting better. And then there's the actor, Brendan Lee, who had played the crow.
That's right. Who
is Brendan or Brandon?
You know, it's Brandon Lee.
It's Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm Brandon Lee's.
Yeah.
And Brandon Lee's Not me.
Yeah.
It's like
Brandon Lee.
Apostrophe S.
Yeah, the crow.
Yeah. His father's name's Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
And my dad's name is Bruce Lee's.
What the hell is going on?
It's all coincidental.
Have I debunked your whole damn family?
Well, apparently my mum came up with the name Brandon from an actor that she liked. Which is crazy. It's not Brandon Lee, though.
It's not the
it
crow.
It was apparently some guy from Home and Away. So she tells. So anyway.
Your mum watches Home and Away?
Well, I think she did. I don't think she does anymore. Yeah, she grew up. Not that Home and Away. Oh, damn. Cutting ties again, burning bridges. I'm sorry, Home and Away. It's a great show for good people.
Home and Away is a great show. One of the actors on that comes into our cafe all the time and goes, coffee. Awesome guy, Jimmy. Shout out.
What a ledge.
What a ledge.
And I love everyone there. Anyway.
Now, Brandon, please, we want to know what your last fact is.
Okay, it's a double whammy.
A double whammy.
They go together.
Are the people and my thighs ready for a double whammy?
I think the people are ready for a double whammy.
It's my face.
You know what? I'm going to put German sausage onto the barbecue. I'm going to take it off and I'm going to slap me in the face with them. For the double whammy.
Please, whammy away.
The US playing card company named Bicycle had manufactured a playing card in World War II which would reveal an escape route for POWs when soaked. These cards were Christmas presents for all the prisoners of wars in Germany. And the Nazis didn't even know about it.
No way!
How incredible is that? Now, here's the double whammy that comes on top of it. And by the way, we totally forgot. Did we tell... Sorry, people. It is Christmas time. Merry Christmas to the people.
I forgot
to say that.
I thought we'd just end on that.
Oh, no, like... well, Merry Christmas to the people. And the point of that was that we're doing Christmas facts today. We totally
didn't
to...
introduce that?
Maybe you did.
I did. I said we're going to do a special Christmas edition.
Good job,
Ryan.
You're on top of it.
Thanks, man.
That's why we have you around. So here's the double whammy on top of that. So I think that's an incredible thing in itself.
Yeah, that's amazing.
The Nazi Party actually tried to turn Christmas into a non-religious holiday.
Holiday?
Celebrating the coming of Hitler. With St. Nicholas replaced by Odin, the solstice man, and swastikas on top of Christmas trees.
Jesus Christ.
That's what they wanted instead of Christmas. I think you get sick of it. I think, like, you live in Nazi Germany, the swastika's everywhere.
Mm.
You don't need, like, Christmas, we need a break from it. Let's celebrate Jesus.
Yeah, but I guess... Oh, well,
or
I
your own religious holiday.
Yeah.
You know? We've done enough Hitler.
Yeah.
Every day's Hitler, if you're living in Nazi Germany.
But I guess, well, one more swastika on top of the tree can't hurt.
It really, what damage could it do?
Good God.
Alright, well, that was my last fact.
And you threw on some snack.
I threw on two snacks. I slapped you in the face with them.
You haven't slapped me yet.
I didn't slap you in the face with them.
Please, slap me.
Oh, and again. There you are.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I feel lesser of a man.
That's good.
Now
that's good.
Less competition for you, hey Brandon.
Hey time. You shut your mouth. Yeah.
Alrighty. My last fact, as seeing as this Christ mass, I'm gonna give a not that I like it, yeah, but I know the people like it, so I'm gonna give the people a mince pie.
Alright.
Yeah.
Fair enough on Christmas.
On Christmas. Please. So, US scientists calculated that Santa Claus,
yes,
would have to visit 822 homes a second to deliver all the world's presents on Christmas Eve, traveling at, get this, 650 miles a second.
Yeah, well, he's that bloody fast, isn't he?
I knew the man was fast, but 650 miles a second.
Yeah.
What kind of a reindeer porn is that?
Tear your face apart. But you are forgetting he's Santa Claus, okay? He fits down friggin' chimneys and is a fat guy. You are never going to be able to live like that. You're just going to be a fat guy with a beard and long hair. Hey, hang on a minute. You're pretty much a crappy Santa Claus.
Well, damn it. I'm a crappy Santa Claus and you're a 13-year-old girl. And what a pair we will make.
Yeah, we'll make a great podcast.
So, two questions.
Oh, yeah.
First question,
go on.
I want to know what reindeer he has.
Okay.
They can pull a sleigh that damn quick.
Yep.
Second question, I want to know how I can get them. Mm-hmm. You know what? Third question, Brandon, can you get me some of these pimp reindeer?
Well, we have to Google it, but I think I won't find it too difficult.
You won't?
No, I'll get them.
You can have them.
If
next
I
week.
Find something that you think you're going to enjoy, but is actually going to kill you, you bet your bottom dollar I'm going to get it in here.
Well, as long as he can get me up to 650 miles per second.
Per the gallon.
Yeah.
To the gallon.
You've got a full tank on kerosene.
And you better put it in H.
Yeah. Man, oh, that was a great addition. Christmas edition.
Yes.
Of the Fact Barbecue. Yes.
Thank you everybody for coming and Merry Christmas.
The podcast isn't over.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying Merry Christmas. Because we just did the Christmas facts.
Just cause.
Why not? Is there no problem with me being in the holiday spirit?
We don't want to overbear the people.
I'll bear you in a second.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna use my right to bear arms.
Go ahead and give me best shot. I'm so jolly because I'm Santa. You can't possibly get the.
Oh, because you're Santa.
Kind of crappy Santa.
Because you're Santa.
Oh, like Santa. Oh, well, I could
because you know, but you're crappy Santa.
Yeah, I'm crappy Santa.
Yeah.
So I'm still jolly.
Okay.
But I'm just not as jolly.
Well, I see.
So you still can't get through my jolliness.
Yes, I can. Because don't ask me this again. You're gonna fly through, and you're gonna have your face rotted off. So enjoy every second you can.
Well, I hope, I hope you enjoy your stockings. Because you know what,
might.
Santa might leave you a little bit of coal, but I'm gonna leave a big old steaming coil or something in one of your stockings.
I hope it's a German sausage.
Well,
let's get to the next thing, Todd.
Let's please do.
No.
Well, my friends, we are kind of coming towards the end of our podcast. But before we do, I am going to take a step down, renounce my title, if you will, as Savior Ryan. And I'm going to let a new sheriff take over for now. Who knows? Savior Shane might be back. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, good, kind-hearted, good-looking people, I'd like to introduce you to the one and only Savior Brand.
Hey, yo, why, everybody. I'm ready to save everybody, Shane.
Oh, my God. Savior Brandon.
Yes.
In the hoose.
I am a factory, Shane. They call me the Far Beyond Satisfactory.
Well, with catchy lines like that, I'm sure you're going to give the people help.
Yes, Ryan. I would like to even say that I'm the real savior here.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Are those fighting words, I sense?
Those are fighting words. You are nothing but a fake noodle. And even pasta.
You're lucky Savior Pine isn't here, because I'm sure he would like to have some tussles and words with you.
Well, he can't do anything.
Unfortunately, Savior Shane is not here. Who knows? There might be a Savior Shane versus Savior Brando coming down the tracks at WrestleMania.
That sounds like a fun time. I'll happily take him on.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But you're going to lose like your dog did to him. Anyway, now, let's tell we get started.
Just got on there.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to take on the first person.
Okay. So, the first person, I will try to give you the name.
First free spirit of the buffalo.
I like this kind of native roots that you're channeling right now.
Yo, my granddad's from India.
Yo, my granddad from India. Alrighty. So, this got asked by, we don't have a name, but his name that he gave was Bang Bang.
Amazing. You're going Bang Bang. Tell me what's going on.
He wants to know. By the way, send
us happy haps.
By the way, send us through your questions, people that need help. We will answer them.
Oh, absolutely.
Email, Facebook,
ShaneandBrando@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
The Shane and Brando Show on Facebook and the Shane and Brando Show on Twitter.
Excellent.
Or at Shane and Brando.
Thank you. We will get to your questions as promptly as we can. First question. Bang
more,
Bang.
More spirit juice.
When I die and go to heaven, can I still watch anime? Is what Bang Bang wants to know.
Let me tell you something. When you die,
let me tell you something. That sounds like something Brando would say.
Yeah, well, the Savior Brando. There's still a bit of me in here. Sean, much like when you go to, let's say, a hot dog vendor, you are made one with everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would do at a hot dog vendor. And that's exactly what would happen. Because you're so fat. Can you watch anime?
When you go to heaven.
Well, okay, so here's the problem. He wants to go to heaven. There is no anime in heaven, as heaven is a beautiful place for wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
Anime is degeneracy. So, unfortunately, Bang Bang, no, you cannot. And I would ask that you stop watching anime so that you can come to heaven. A lot of people who watch anime will tell me, it's not worth it, Brandon, I'd rather go to hell. But just think about the hellfire and brimstone that's coming your way forever.
I'd like to ask Warwick this question.
I wonder,
if you're listening right now, brother, would you rather continue to watch anime and go straight to hell?
Different thing is, he's not a savior.
Oh,
do you understand?
Sorry, yes. You are savior, Brandon.
Yes.
You need to save the people.
Absolutely.
I forget.
The people, my free spirits.
Thank you, Bang Bang, for your very good question.
Sorry, I was just drinking my spirit juice.
Ah, channeling.
Yep.
Right. Now, this next...
Oh, channeling is what you mean. Oh, hi, Savior Shane.
Oh,
I didn't
sorry.
See you there.
Oh, see, took over for a minute.
Get out of it.
Sorry. This next question, it's actually from a celebrity What's the word? Celebrity person who might listen to the show. I can't give his name, unfortunately.
I don't buy it. You, Chano, you remind me of Adams because you make up everything.
Now, yeah. This particular person has asked, how is it that when you are dead and a zombie, you can rip open a man's rib cage, but when you are alive, you struggle with a bag of chips? Please help out Colin.
Colin
is his
Colin
name.
Colin Firth?
No. Maybe, I'm not going to tell.
Special celebrity.
Yeah, Colin.
Okay. So, he's having a problem. I see, he's watched a few zombie movies, but he's actually 100% right. If we come back, we come back a lot stronger. Because the devil would be pushing people out of hell, as we all know. So he's 100% right there. How come we struggle with a bag of chips? Well, I would say that you're like an actor going through floorboards. You're just going through a stage. You will get stronger. You've just got to train hard, Colin. You've got to get bigger, you've got to get faster, you've got to get harder. I would advise you on eating healthy and working hard and pushing yourself. Unlike other saviors who would not tell you to push yourself.
So, how is it that we get super strength when we become a zombie?
Oh, because the devil is controlling us. He's pushing you out of hell.
Satan!
That's right. That's right. We don't like Satan. He's very bad. And he has all the anime.
He's pretty bad. Sounds pretty boring.
All right, you redlined on your laugh just then. Anyway, go on.
Now, the last question is from... Do we have it? Oh, no, this is just... Oh, wait. No, so we don't have a name from this one, unfortunately. A lot of these people like to keep anonymous, and I guess it's fair because some of them are a bit silly. But now, are you ready for the last question, Saber Brando?
Yes. Please
get your...
My free spirit.
Chakras,
please.
Whatever your name.
Run with me like the buffalo.
I was bitten by a turtle when I was a young lad.
Yes.
Can I still drink orange juice?
Who said this?
We don't have a name, unfortunately, but it's somebody pets reptiles. Perhaps it's somebody who works in the reptile industry.
I see. Not only can you drink orange juice, you will gain turtle-like powers. This is obvious. We've all known this when you watch Spider-Man, you know, classic ones like Spider-Man. I think that's all that's coming to my head. Batman, when he got bitten by a bat. It's all the same stuff, you see.
Oh, what about Aquaman? Was he bitten by water?
He was bitten by a fish, yes.
Oh, right.
That's exactly what's going to happen to you. Oh. You're going to be able to curl up into a little ball and be protected with a big old shell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something comes to hit you.
Now you're going
to
get slower.
You are going to get slower, unfortunately. Yeah. But you'll also be able to crawl up walls. A little power that people don't know about turtles.
Can turtles do that?
Yes, they can.
Really?
My brother has a turtle. And we watch him crawl up walls all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
No, that's not true at all.
Oh.
But I knew you'd believe that because I'm the real savior.
Savior Brando, lying to the people.
No. Hey,
unlike Savior Pine.
Hey, you're wire. Just step back a second. Step back a second.
You just asked me, hey, how are you? I'm all right.
Very good. I helped the people and I just wanted to show the people how gullible you were and why I am the better savior.
So, he can still drink orange juice?
Of course he can.
There's no
repercussions.
There's no
But they maybe work from the Russians.
Well, I mean, that's all the time we have for Savior Brandon at the moment.
Yeah.
I think you have helped the people.
I've helped the people. That's all I ever do, Tyne. Mm-hmm. All I want to do is help the people. I want to help you too, Tyne. I'm going to help you get back in shape. Get the shape that you've always wanted.
I'm beyond helping, my friend.
Oh, Tyne, because the only exercise you do are diddly squats. But I'll tell you something. We're going to work together.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm going to make you so built.
I don't know. I don't trust your, you know... workout methods.
How dare you?
I've seen you in action before and I don't trust it.
I don't like it.
I don't want you anywhere near me.
Peer through my windows when I'm in action. It's disgusting, it's disgraceful, and I'd ask that you stop.
I hear these weird buffalo sounds coming from your room.
How I get into my spiritual mood is none of your concern.
I'm concerned about the animals. That's what I'm concerned about.
The animals are me. I make the noises.
Whatever the hell you're doing, I'm going to put an end to it.
You can try.
Savior Shane will smite thee.
Stay away from me. Now yes.
Savior Brando.
Yes.
Could you please leave the good people with any words of wisdom?
I will leave them with the good word.
Please tell us.
My body is a temple in which a restaurant called Karma resides. There is no menu. Everybody gets what they deserve. Thank you and good night. No! Sharon, I'm going to tell you something that's annoying me.
Oh, God.
Fingers are right at your face. And if you're not careful, it's going in your eye.
What have I done?
You've done nothing. Actually, I've done something. But that's coming later. I can't understand why the damn Penrith Council can't put a damn sign up at the M4 telling me the Northern Road's going to be closed.
Are we reverting back to road rage?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not even road rage. Just put a sign up so that people don't have to drive all the way to St. Mary's to come back to Penrith. Alright?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be Prime Minister, Shane, and I'm going to fix it up.
You are going to be Prime Minister.
And not only that, you don't even want me to be Prime Minister, Shane.
Don't you?
Because I'm going to force everybody to wash their hands with soap. So how about that?
Well, see, I find myself in a bit of a pickle.
Oh.
Because you've already said that...
Pickle?
You've already said that I'm going to be your...
Immigration
Minister.
Yes. We just stand at the beach and say, no.
Get out. Yeah. So, that's my job.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, if I... When we sign the contracts, yes. I would like there to be a deed.
Yeah.
Or a little bylaw.
Yeah, okay.
I can use the bathroom without washing my hands.
No.
Freely.
No.
When I take a leak.
No.
I always wash my hands when I take a big old
crap. I don't care, Shane. You work at a restaurant. You handle people's food.
I work at a cafe, and I do wash my hands. I wash my hands at work, damn it. We have been.
I know.
Can I finish?
Okay. So is the first thing you did when you walk into that cafe is wash your hands?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
How would you know?
I know you. You're lazy.
I am lazy at home, but when I'm in the workforce, I'm a hard worker.
So the first thing you think is, I didn't wash my hands after I took a crap. I'm going to wash my hands now so I can serve the people.
Wait, what?
Is that what you think?
What?
I took it.
You said
nuage.
You're trying to put words into my mouth and something else, and I don't want it. I don't want anything to you near me.
I don't want to put anything in your mouth, Shane. How many times am I going to explain this? Stop putting your head closer to me. Here's what I'm trying to tell you.
Stop pointing your finger down at me.
You don't wash down at you. That's right, because you're below me. Just stop trying to below me. What I'm saying is, you don't wash your hands when you're at home. Then you get to the restaurant, okay? The first thing you have to think in your head is that, I didn't wash my hands when I was at home.
No, of course. The first thing is I'm going to be handling food. I should wash my hands.
Okay. All right. But then, I'm sure you go to the bathroom when you're at work, and I bet you don't even think of washing your hands.
Of course I do, because I'm going to be handling food.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I'm not a moron like you.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm educated.
You shake my hand as soon as I come into your house, and it's probably filthy. You handle everything when you come into the house. Everything you touch in the house is filth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've also been to your house and I've touched many things.
Not only that, you probably opened the door at your restaurant. It's been touched by your filthy hand.
No, we don't have doors. I mean, we have a door, but it's already open when I get there.
Oh, okay. What?
Yeah.
Do you have aircon in your place?
Do we have what?
Aircon.
Do we have aircon in our place?
Yes.
No, we do not. Thank you very much.
What the hell is it with restaurants not having aircon?
What is it? Excuse me, let me get you wrong. Restaurants have aircon.
Yeah.
We work at a little kind of cafe.
Yes.
Where we don't have diddly squat.
Yeah.
It's funny, I like saying that word.
It is good, isn't it?
And we have fans. But let me tell you.
You have fans?
Let me tell you something.
I wish we had more fans.
I've got more fans, but the people don't really like you. So unfortunately, you're a bit of a natural deterrent.
After this, they love me because I did hard work on your interview and I did hard work on the Xavier Bruno.
Yeah,
and good
work.
Stuff for the Christmas
The only hard work you've ever done is when you're by yourself in your room.
I work damn hard for myself. I work damn hard for everybody. I'm tired of this. Anyway, what the hell were you talking about before?
We have fans. I have fans. You don't.
Okay.
I have fans.
You got fans in the place, yes.
And, but they only blow around hot air.
Okay.
Well,
that sucks.
Yeah. That does suck.
Yeah.
Sucks hard.
Sucks
hard. And we don't... And I honestly think it's best if we just turn the fans off and sweat.
Yes.
Cause it's
really?
Because... Like, okay, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a kind of no air... But you're just going normally, or would you rather just have hot air blowing in your face?
Yeah, I think I'd rather have something blowing in my face.
Really? Even if it's hot air?
Yeah.
Really?
I'd rather be blowing in my face. have some kind of wind blowing in my face. I know it's hot, but otherwise it's just going to be stagnant without it. And I hate that even more.
Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of like my car.
Your car is on a whole nother level. That is damn filth.
How dare you? Anyway, let's get back to where we were, okay?
Well, what were we talking about?
The restaurants not having aircon.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, wait, I think you're getting a call.
Oh, it's Elena!
Who? Oh, can you put this on last week?
Yeah, of course. Hey, Elena, what's going on?
Hey, sorry, are you busy?
No, what's going on?
I'm just wondering if I can just chill at yours for an hour before I have to go to the Christmas party.
No!
Ooh. Okay.
I don't like you! No, we decided to cancel that.
Oh, okay. Let me see. So, come over?
What?
So I can come
No! I hate you!
Why?
What?
That's what it's
mean! Ooh!
Why are you being weird? Who is this?
No, it's me.
Okay.
Oh, anyway. Why do you smell so funny?
Just tell me!
Okay.
No!
Oh! No, okay, sorry, we're trying to make something out of this, but it didn't happen. I'm sorry, Elena.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I knew you were. As soon as I'm like, all right, I don't like being put on the spot. Don't do that to me.
Okay, sorry, Elena.
Could you tell? We actually swapped between me and Brandon during that.
Yeah, I know, because I knew it was your voice in some parts. I'm like, wait, who the fuck is this?
Can you stop swearing on the podcast? I've got to.
The
gotta
people aren't liking the swears.
I'm going to edit this out now.
Yeah, can you not?
Okay. Yeah, you can. Okay, yes, yes,
you're,
right now.
You're already on. You're live. You're on air.
You're on air right now. To the people.
Oh, no. Okay.
What have you got to say to the people?
This is the Shane and Brandon show.
Excellent.
That's
all we need.
That's really good stuff. Thank you, Elena. Yeah, you can come over now.
Okay.
All right, so.
Bye.
Bye. Now, here's my problem. The restaurants. Now, Frango's, which is a beautiful place over next to Zone Bowling.
You and your damn Frango's.
Don't you stop me. I love Frango's, and Frango's is a pillar. Oh, the community.
Wait a minute. If Frango's is the pillar, what is KFC?
KFC. Oh, dude. No. Okay.
Let's set something straight here. I just need to know.
Don't you dare. That's hard because my loyalties lie with KFC and they always have. But Frango's is absolutely delicious. Mm. And it's in Penrith and they're not even sponsoring us. But my God, they are delicious. And I go over there almost every day because I work right next to it. And we get mad discounts just because we work right next to them.
Damn. Do you give them discounts in return?
Of course we do. Of course we do. It's an absolute brotherly love thing. I love them. You should love them too.
I don't think I've ever.
But here's
love you.
That's not even the point. I wasn't even here to just, you know, plug them. What I was here to do was say they don't have aircon where they are too. And I think that sucks. We're sitting here right now and I know the aircon's blowing, but it's not that great in this room.
I was
still
about
hot.
To say something. Yeah, yeah. Let alone I'm not eating a warm, succulent chicken.
Yeah.
And all that steam blowing in my face, getting on my hands, it's going to add to the pain.
It would absolutely suck.
Pain.
So I think restaurant owners and CEOs, they need to start thinking about the people and the employees.
That's right. Employees preferably first.
Yeah.
But people.
Well, I agree, because if you have a happy employee, you're going to have a happy customer.
Yeah.
If you have an unhappy employee, you're going to get a pissed off customer.
That's right. And then the chain just keeps going on and going down.
Because I know you for a fact dunk your bowls in the coffee of people you don't like.
I do that. No matter how hot it is, I'll do it.
Yeah. Trainer's burnt bowls. It's his own fault, but it's also your fault,
not
Mr.
Only
CEO.
Are they burnt, that they're stained black from the coffee. I don't know what to do. I feel this is a question for Savior Brandon.
We need someone to blow on them. That's the truth. That's the truth of the matter.
Maybe we need to dunk them in coffee as well as milk, just to kind of, you know,
cool them off.
Cool them off.
Yeah.
You know, lubricate them a little
bit. Okay, I'm enough.
Yeah.
Stop talking about lubes, you're getting too far. Dunkin' the balls is fine.
Oh,
can you get your fingers away from me?
No. My fingers aren't. I don't want you to tell anybody about my busy hands.
I'm
not filth. Oh boy. I've had a great time today, Brando.
Me too, on the Shane and Brando show, which is my favourite show of all time.
And it. You know what the Shane and Bruno does for the people?
What does it do?
It gets them where they're going.
That's 100% right, Shane. It really does get them where they're going and get them where they belong. And that's with their family on Christmas.
On Christmas.
Christmas Eve, Christmas, and New Year's Eve. Now, Shane, I know we probably should talk about this off air, but screw it. Oh. If it's crap, we'll just edit it out.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. We have the power.
Are we going to come back next week? It's Christmas next week.
Ooh, I'm not going to be in ya.
Where are you going to be?
In the God's country.
Volga. Mm-hmm. Oh, will you be back next week?
The week I'll be back in like New Year.
Okay, so we'll come back January.
In the new, yes, the Shane and Brando show will be back.
This is the last episode. Thank you everybody for joining us. Episode 30.
Ooh, thank
will
you
start
for joining
in
us.
January.
The whole year.
The whole, well.
The ride.
It was a pretty big ride. It was like half a year.
It's been like, about a 6 month ride.
Yeah.
Hopefully over the space of 6 months, we have finally got you where you wanted
and
to go.
And there's finally 10,000 of you, and we're so grateful
yes,
that you guys are...
a big shout out.
Yes,
10,000.
Finally got 10,000.
10K.
So we're really, really grateful for that. It's great to end on the year
yes,
with that.
Yes, we're
so
very happy.
Thank
I am
you
very
so much.
Happy.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And we really hope that you stay with us throughout next year as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely be back. But this is the last episode, so we'll see you in January.
Goodbye, people. Thanks very much again.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you.
Goodbye. Back right in the rain.